The only other thing is that eventually we're hoping probably in September to kind of do a event to celebrate these oral histories at the Historical Society is where we're hoping to hold it. So keep that in mind. Keep something in an ear out for something in September where we'll do more of a celebration and really highlight the oral histories that we've had done.
Well, I just want to, Naomi, if you want to talk for a minute, like, people think that Briggs Library is only for university faculty, staff, and students.
Okay.
And that is wrong. Naomi, if you want to.
Correct. So the Briggs Library is open to everyone. So anyone can come in. You can get a community card and you can check out books. You can check out DVDs. You can come and use our makerspace. I had a lot of people just find out that we have a makerspace. What that is we have crafting supplies. We have sewing machines. We have a Cricut, if people know what a Cricut is. It like does little pre-cut things. We have a 3D printer. So we have a lot of different tools that folks can just come in and use. And that is open to the community. That is not specifically for the college students only. So definitely come in, see what resources we have. We have a lot of access to databases and online resources as well. And if you're in the library, anyone can use those. And so you don't have to be a student to be able to access that as well. So if you have like a topic you really need to research and you need access to a bit more robust databases than the public library can provide, we can provide that at the university.
Wow. All right. Very, very cool.
In addition, all of the archives are online.
Yeah, well, a lot of the archive stuff is online. Yep. So we have bunches of collections. So if you're ever interested in finding out what historical information we have a lot of stuff that's online. We also have a lot of stuff still on paper, but you can always come in and access it. You just have to give us a call or send us an email to make an appointment just so someone's up there to help because you can't really access it yourself. There's a lot of boxes. But all of the stuff online, you know, we have campus newspapers. We have a lot of university stuff. We have all of these oral histories that have been digitized. And so there's a lot of really great archival information that we have just made publicly accessible online.
Oh, that's great. That's a great service that you're providing for people because I know that, you know, when I was growing up, my grandmother, who's passed on now, but she was really into like genealogy and stuff. And I wasn't into it then, but now I'm getting older and I'm kind of wondering, you know, and so, I mean, even and maybe not genealogy, but like you want to know about the area. I mean, you guys are providing that information. I think that's great.
Yeah. I mean, we do get folks who are doing genealogy stuff because they want to find out about a family member who went to the West Central School of Ag or any of those kinds of things. And we have a lot of materials that could help.
Okay, cool. Well, Naomi, I would like to invite you out when it gets closer to this stuff. We have you come back in and so we can remind everybody about it. But I think you're doing a lot of great work. Sounds like you're keeping busy. That's
yes.
For sure. Well, I appreciate you and Sue. Thank you for coming in again. Again, anything else you'd like to add here before we go?
Just a couple things, Murphy.
Okay, sure.
So Briggs Library isn't the only thing that's open to the public. If you're a walker, we have a beautiful campus and all of the sidewalks there's lots of sidewalks and there's art, like statues all across campus. So if you're looking for an interesting place to walk around, you need to get a few more steps in. We invite you to, the campus is kind of quiet. You can look around and you won't feel like you're in the middle of something, but we're always there. If it's a hot day, Student Center is air conditioned. Briggs Library is air conditioned, so on those hot days, we invite you to, you know, stop by, walk around, take a look. A couple things coming up. This Friday, the 11th, is the West Central School of Agriculture all-class reunion. That will be at, and the West Central School of Agriculture was the precursor to UMM. Their all-school reunion actually will be held at the West Central Research and Outreach Center. They'll start the day on campus in the Alumni Garden.
Okay.
So that's this Friday. We have a new student orientation coming up on July 16th. So the new incoming students are coming in to take a look at the campus, get their schedules figured out. We always encourage them to stop downtown, take a look around at their community for the next 4 years. So there'll be some new faces in town on the 16th. Move-in day. We're already talking about moving in.
Wow, cool. All right, I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you guys' time coming in, and I really do because that's always great information that Sue brings. So